government to recruit 2,000 teachers under 2025 teacher recruitment exercise. Tenants and Landlords Association of Zambia calls for intensified security in boarding houses. And Moroccans rally in Rabat against Israel death penalty law. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Government has announced that it will recruit 2,000 teachers under the 2025 teacher recruitment exercise as part of ongoing efforts to improve the quality of education and address critical staffing shortages across the country. The announcement follows a policy direction outlined by President Hakainde Hichilema during his address to the 5th session of the 13th National Assembly in February 2026, where he reaffirmed his administration's commitment to restoring the education sector to international standards through equitable and inclusive access to quality learning. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima said the 2025 recruitment exercise is aimed at improving teacher distribution, reducing overcrowding in classrooms, and strengthening capacity in key subject areas such as science, technology, engineering, mathematics, early childhood education, and special education. At primary level, the average ratio stands at 46 pupils per teacher, above the recommended 40-1. In some secondary schools, the ratio surpasses 60-1, reflecting mounting pressure on teaching staff, said Mr. Siakalima. Mr. Siakalima said classroom congestion remains another concern, with some classes accommodating nearly double the ideal number of learners. He said the recruitment process will be overseen by the Teaching Service Commission in conjunction with the Ministry of Education, following established public service procedures to ensure transparency and accountability.
The President reaffirmed the New Dawn government commitment to restoring the education system to international standards and best practice through the provision of quality, equitable and inclusive education for all. In this regard, government will recruit an additional 2,000 teachers to support this objective. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, teacher recruitment remains a critical component of government's commitment to human capital development. Following the introduction of the free education policy, learner enrollment has increased significantly at both primary and secondary levels.
Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation has called on the Speaker of the National Assembly to take immediate action against members of parliament who have defected from their sponsoring political parties while retaining their parliamentary seats. Organization Executive Director Gideon Msonda has expressed concern over what he described as a growing trend of members of parliament abandoning their parties to join the ruling party in alleged violation of constitutional provisions. He cited Article 72 D and G of the Constitution, which stipulates that members of Parliament must vacate their seats if they resign from the political party that sponsored their election, or in the cases of independent candidates, if they join a political party after being elected. The organization is therefore urging the Speaker to act in defense of the Constitution and the electorate by declaring the seats of all defecting members vacant without delay, said Mr. Msonda in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He has called on all members of parliament to respect the will of the people above personal or political convenience, stating that those who wish to change political affiliation should do so in a manner that honors democratic principles by seeking a fresh mandate from the electorate. Mr. Msonda further said the dissolution of parliament is only weeks away. It is imperative that members uphold their duty to represent citizens faithfully until the end of their term, then they can present themselves to the electorate under any political platform of their choice thereafter.
Failure to enforce this constitutional provision risks setting a dangerous precedent that erodes public trust and weakens the very foundations of Zambia's multi-party democracy. We therefore urge the Honorable Speaker to act in defense of the Constitution and the electorate by declaring the seats of the defecting members vacant without delay.
The Tenants and Landlords Association of Zambia has expressed concern over the rising number of rape and theft cases been reported in boarding houses across the country. This follows protests by Levi Mwanawasa University students yesterday over escalating incidents of rape and theft in boarding houses located in Lusaka's PHI area, with some students alleging that criminals are now demanding sexual favors from the victims. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Association Secretary Musonda Lukonde attributed the increase in such cases to inadequate security measures in many boarding houses. Mr. Lukonde noted that the absence of facilities such as CCTV cameras and stationed security personnel has made it easier for criminals to target students. It is worrying that some boarding houses are operating without any security measures, allowing criminals to break in and sexually harass girls, said Mr. Lukonde. Mr. Lukonde has also blamed the situation on students returning late at night, saying this creates opportunities for unknown individuals to gain access to the premises. He has therefore urged all landlords of boarding houses to ensure they enhance their security for the safety of the students.
Curfew should be there. It's one, it's part of security as well. So you'll find that let's say if they say 21, latest, everyone should be inside. Whoever comes back around that time, they need to have a proper explanation. Minus that, then they should go back to where they are. That would be one of the security measures that we can actually put in place. Unlike a situation where just because someone is far from home, they feel now like they're independent, they can do whatsoever they want, that's a very bad omen, and it won't reduce the cases that we're actually having right now. But curfew is very, very much important.
Build Zambia 2064 Chief Executive Officer Joseph Mushalika has stressed the need for Zambian men to re-evaluate themselves and rise to the challenge of being leaders in society. Dr. Mushalika said many men have lost their way, citing growing cases of drug abuse and the increase in female-headed households as signs of the crisis. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Dr. Mushalika said men must reclaim their rightful place in society as providers, leaders and protectors, starting from the family level. This is why Build Zambia 2064 has launched a mentorship program for boys across the country to guide both boys and fathers in today's world, said Dr. Mushalika. He explained that the program will focus on bridging the gap between fathers and the boy child to ensure they make positive contributions to their families and the nation at large. Dr. Mushalika warned that if the current state of men is left unchecked, society risks having very few responsible men in future.
And in this mentorship program, what are we doing? It's a very straightforward, elaborate 6 months program. Okay? So we are saying we go to a province. Eastern Province is the first one, by the way. 25th May, I think, will be in Eastern Province. We sit in a room. Father comes with son. Uncle comes with nephew. Come together. From this community, this one has come with his son, this one has come with his nephew. So the old, the young are in the same room. And we have a conversation like we are having here. What is killing men? So we discuss together. What is it that is killing us? Why are we failing to occupy our God-ordained position? So it's a conversation. It's not presentations on PowerPoint.
In Free News, thousands of demonstrators marched in Rabat on Sunday denouncing a new Israeli law that would allow the execution of Palestinians convicted of deadly attacks, while reaffirming support for the Palestinian cause. An estimated 5,000 people gathered along Mohammed 5 Avenue in central Rabat, waving Palestinian and Moroccan flags and chanting slogans against death penalty and Israel's military actions in Gaza. The march was organized by the National Action Group for Palestine, a coalition bringing together Islamist and left-wing groups, including members linked to the Justice and Development Party. Coming up shortly, at least 25 killed in firecracker factory blast in India. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News.